The local Elks Lodge here in Atlantic is getting ready to celebrate 125 years of service to the area. That's pretty impressive on its own, but a lot of folks have put in a lot of time over the years to make all of the good stuff happen that the Elks have been involved with over the year to make our community so much better, and we want to talk a little bit about that as they get ready to celebrate. Gail Butler is in with us this morning. He is it safe to say, a longtime Elks member?
Longtime Elks member, 41 years.
Yeah, you said 41 years.
Yes.
Wow. What got you involved in Elks initially?
They had dances at the time. My wife and I took dance lessons, and we decided that we better be able to use them, so we joined the Elks.
And then it's just go full steam from there. You've been involved in a lot of things.
Been involved in a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, before we get into some of those things that have happened over the years, I want to talk a little bit about the open house that's coming up to celebrate the 125th anniversary. That's going to be on June 24th. What'll happen that day?
It'll be open from 4:30 till 8. That's the official time. If you want to stick around longer than that, I'm sure we could manage that. At 6 o'clock, there will be a meal. It'll be a freewill offering. It'll be pulled pork and sides. And at 7 o'clock, there will be a short program.
Okay, very good. And this will be at the location on Walnut Street.
Yes, 411 Walnut.
Very good. All right. Well, and we want to talk a little bit about some of the history and some of the activities over all these years. And I guess that's one of the big things is the location change.
Right. Well, I'll give you a history of the lodge and why we changed locations.
Sure.
A little over 125 years ago, a doctor from Atlantic, Dr. F.W. Porterfield, went to a function in Muscatine, Iowa. And while he was there, he was invited to an Elks meeting. And he came away very impressed with the Elks. He decided that he wanted to come back and form an Elks club here in Atlantic. And it took a little while, but finally in 1898, the Atlantic Elks 445 got its charter from the Elks. And he was the first Exalted Ruler, and there were 52 members at that time. They met in various locations until 1905, when they purchased a large house at the corner of 5th and Poplar Street. And that's where they held their meetings until 1912. At that time, they demolished the house and had the building that still sits there erected when we moved into it in 1914. Things went along pretty well until July of 1979, when a person broke into the lodge to steal some money. He was disappointed because the money was in the safe, and he didn't get much, so he piled up tables and chairs and doused them with flammable liquid and set them on fire. And the fire did tremendous damage to the lodge building, but it was reconstructed, and that building served us for over 100 years. And the reason that we finally got rid of it is the boiler, which was installed in 1950, kept breaking down, and we had to have it inspected every year, and when it was inspected, it developed a crack. And it could be welded, but it took a special type of welder and a special certified welder to do it. And it was going to be very expensive, and they couldn't have guaranteed that that was going to take care of the problem. So without heat, we had to look for another place, and we found out that the city was willing to sell the Senior Citizen Center. And we, after the second bid that we put on it, we were able to get it, and that's where we are now. And it works out very well for us.
Yeah, that facility has been a good change for you?
Yes, it has. It's smaller, it's easier to heat and cool, and a lot brighter and cheerier and more friendly.
Fewer expenses, I
Fewer
suppose,
expenses.
That way. But
yes.
It's also just as accessible as the other one.
Yes,
was.
It is.
So it's easy for folks to find, easy to get to. There's parking around the area.
Yes.
So, yeah, it all works out pretty well. Talk a little bit about the activities. I think a lot of folks, even those who are not Elks members, have fond memories of the Elks, the facility, some of the events and activities they've attended over the years.
Well, as Elks, if you notice on the front of the building, it says, there's a neon sign that says BPOE. It stands for the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. And we are a benevolent organization. We as long as there's a veteran alive, they will not be forgotten by the Elks. We have various programs. The Elks have veterans' homes. They have a program. Every year we collect deer hides, and that's very important to us because what they do with those deer hides is they take them and have them processed, have them tanned, and then they make some of them, they make kits, and some of it's just blank sheets of leather. They provide the veterans with the tools to do it. They teach them how to tool them. They teach them how to make them, and they provide a venue for them to sell them. And all that money goes straight to the veterans. We don't get anything out of it other than the fact that we're helping the veterans.
Sure. And that's not just an Elks project. It's an Elks project that needs the cooperation of just the general public at large.
Yes, we appreciate all of the deer hides are donated every year at hunting season. We have a box behind the Elks Lodge. We put one at the fire station in Wyota and one behind the Legion building in Griswold this year. And I think that's probably where we're going to have them again for the next season.
Sure. Well, I know Elks have taken on a lot of different projects over the years locally, too. I know it seems like one of the projects that's always important is different types of safety issues, fire safety, things like that.
Yes. We have the State's Association has a drug trailer. Mm-hmm. The Elks have one of the best drug programs in the nation. As a matter of fact, the government uses a lot of our information that we have. We have a fire safety trailer where they can simulate fires and smoke and teach people how to get out of those. One of the things that we do is Americanism. We're big on Americanism. And we just held our Flag Day ceremony in the park on the 14th. And the 14th was chosen as that date because that's considered the day that the flag was officially adopted as the American flag. We did not start that holiday, but we pushed the government to make it a federal holiday. And so we're very proud of that. We hold a Flag Day ceremony every year. We have served the people in the community with special needs. We provide functions for them to do. We just have all kinds of things. We to make money to do these things, we have various programs through the lodge. We've had the choir, show choir in, and made money for them and us. We just had the bubble circus and made money for that project. And that was, they made a lot of money. They were able to get rid of a lot of medical expenses for people from that. We just do things like that all the time. We hold bingo. We have bingo every Thursday night. That's one of our ways we make money. We have potlucks every other Saturday where people come in and bring food in and we just have a good time. Mm-hmm. Our lodge is for rent. You can use it for functions if you want. You can use the facilities. And we just do a lot of things like that just to raise money so that we can provide money for the public.
Sure, sure. Lots of different ways
that
you can support between the Elks and the Does as well,
right.
All helping to support so many of the activities and things that go on, and so many things that are important to making it just a good community. You're a community partner. That's kind of how we look at it.
Yes, we are a fraternal organization that likes to help the community.
Absolutely. It's a member organization, but that doesn't mean it's members only. You reach out in a lot of different ways.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those ways that you can find out more is to stop by on June 24th, 4:30 to 8 o'clock at the location on Walnut Street. And I hear you got some dignitaries coming.
We do. We've got the state, the newly elected state president, and we've got several other officers, and hopefully we'll get more lodges. We've got some lodges that are sending people, but we just want to show off our building. We invite everybody to come in. If you are in it as a senior citizen center, or you've never been in it, we invite you in because it's not like it was. We've done a lot of improvements on it.
Fewer stairs, too.
Fewer stairs.
We like that.
Yes.
As we get older, we certainly like that.
Yeah, it's much more acceptable to people because it's bright, it's airy. The other lodge, I mean, I love that building, but it was dated and it was dark. And this is much more appealing to people.
A lot of history there, but, sometimes you got to move on.
Right.
And it wasn't the first time you've moved on with the Elks over the years from one facility to another.
No.
So it's a thing. Very good. Well, it looks like we've got a lot going on that day. I hope folks, too, take the time to come down. Again, that's June 24th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. Enjoy that meal. And then just kind of look around, ask some questions, shake some hands, and thank some folks for all that they've done over the course of the years, too, and making it a better community.
And we will have applications for memberships at that. So
always.
Yes, always.
All right. Very good. Is membership pretty strong right now?
It's picking
steady?
Up. Picking up, yeah.
Good. Okay, very good. Well, we need bodies and we need people to help out. And
we have a lot of fun. I mean, we do it because we're helping people, but we also have a lot of fun when we're doing it. And it's very gratifying to serve people like that.
You bet. Well, you've been doing it for a long time. 125 years, that's pretty impressive. That's got to be an older club as far as the state of Iowa goes, isn't it?
Yes. I'm not sure how many lodges there are. I know that Des Moines Lodge was our sponsor, and like I said, the Muscatine Lodge, when he went there, that was, but I'm not sure how many are older. I know, come to think of it, Cedar Rapids is celebrating their 125th the same day as we are. So that's kind of dividing people coming from other lodges.
Sure. Well, that's, like I said, that's pretty impressive to be able to continue in the mission of service for that many years.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Gail, thanks so much for coming by here today. Appreciate it. And again, thanks to you and all the other lodge members today and yesterday who have continued to provide service to the community and continue to keep that mission moving forward. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.